May the words of my lips and the meditations of my heart be always acceptable in your sight, O God, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Today is the last Sunday in the church calendar. Next week we begin Advent. The special theme for today in the church year is a celebration of Jesus as King. As we hear the word King, we are reminded of our own King, our monarch, King Charles III, for whom it has been a difficult year, and who we hold in our prayers as a nation, as he and the country prepare for the coronation, tinged, of course, in sadness, because these events only occur following a death. The death of Queen Elizabeth II and her long reign. We have walked with her in history, and never will any of us see the likes of that again. Traditionally, when one monarch dies, the next monarch assumes the throne immediately. Hence the phrase, "The king is dead, long live the king," which I thought was Shakespeare. Yes, let's face it, if it's not the Bible, Shakespeare, then what is it? But it actually comes from the French. Now, I failed my O-level French, so do forgive the pronunciation here. Le roi est mort, vive le roi. This was first recorded as being called up following the death of Charles VI in 1422. 600 years ago. So, we approach the coronation in May next year, in what we are told is going to be a toned-down, simpler service. However toned-down and simple it will be, the vision of kingship we will see on that day will be very different to the vision of kingship we were given in our Gospel reading this morning. Jesus, the King of Kings, crowned with a crown of thorns, mocked, humiliated, and put to death in the most barbaric way on the cross. At this moment on the cross, people mock Jesus by calling him King. How can this man possibly be a king to the Jews or to anyone else? He was gone, finished. The authorities had won the day, or so they thought. After all, powerful kings do not belong on crosses. Surprisingly, though, there are a few who, even at that moment, recognize the divine authority of Jesus. Once again, not any great and good person, but one of the criminals being executed at the same moment. He rebukes the other man being crucified and calls out to Jesus the beautiful words, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." This person, I imagine, shouting out this sentence through the noise, the dust, the pain. It is this person who has had a revelation on the cross and acknowledges that Jesus is different. He is the one that knows that Jesus speaks of eternal kingdoms. Jesus' response as he hangs there dying, he acknowledges the criminal with the words, "Today you will be with me in paradise." At this point, any breath, any words would have been so painful. Jesus was suffering with every single breath. But at this moment, he is saying, "Be strong. Be strong, because this is not the the end. And here we are at the end of the Christian year, being told to be strong, that death is not the end, that our King of all time, our King of heavenly realms, not earthly palaces, has trod the path before us so that we too can come to the eternal kingdom, where we will be reconciled with God, transformed through his grace to live in his love and peace. The message of love, peace, hope for all people was so dangerous to the religious authorities that they wanted Jesus dead in the most public, humiliating manner. One of the reasons for the crucifixion was that it was public, done in front of everybody. And the other was that the Romans never made a mistake. No one ever survived crucifixion. Jesus died on the cross. You can imagine the people supposedly in power whispering at the end of the day, "He is dead. Their so-called king is dead." But, my friends, but in Christ, this is what unites us, because we know differently. We stand with a criminal and acknowledge the truth of Jesus' kingship. We stand here reflecting on this passage, on this event that changed the world forever. And in response to the words, "The king is dead," our Christian response is, "Our King lives forevermore."